Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
I love doing that.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
I'm sitting here just rocking out. I didn't want that intro to end. It's your host, hostess with the mostest. It's Erica Bizzarini. I actually forgot my name. Isn't that funny because it's so long? I'm just joking. But, yeah, it's Erica Bizzarini with Paranormal CSI, Celebrity Science and Investigations, and I am an international psychic medium, or delusional one at that. And we are streaming live on liveparanormal.com, the bestest paranormal site on the net, featured, on several TV stations across the country. So, we definitely want to plug liveparanormal.com. If you're not on liveparanormal.com, run to liveparanormal.com right now. Join me in the chat room. It's buzzing. And tonight we are going to blame Lexi, because each show we have to blame someone for something. If I mess up, I've got to blame it on somebody, except for me, obviously, right? So we're going to blame Lexi tonight. Yay, Lexi, you're to blame. You've got the queen of the paranormal blame crown tonight, okay? So we are going to talk about who we've got tonight as guest. Really good friend of mine that I met so many, many years ago, but we're young, we're like 21 and stuff, you know, and we met in Pennsylvania during one of the paranormal state conventions, and her name is Nancy Tersey. She's a fourth generational psychic. She was definitely born with the sixth sense, and she's well known in the metaphysical community. She's a Reiki master and a holistic healer. She's a teacher, she's a reader, a psychic medium. She writes articles, she does events, and she is a part of a wonderful team that's also joining us tonight, which I thought the name was crazy. I was thinking, rope? What the world? A black person having the rope? Okay, I'm silly. The rope on her show? But we're going to go New Jersey Rope Paranormal, and it's really cute. Their little mascot is like roping a ghost, like you rope somebody in Texas, like you rope a steer. Well, I guess they're raggling or roping ghosts. So we've got New Jersey, I'm saying New Jersey, but NJ Rope Paranormal on, and we're going to be talking to them about their group. So if you're in that area, you definitely want to check out their website, njrope.com. But joining us tonight with that team is going to be Valerie Hollenbeck. Welcome to the show, Valerie.
Thank you, Erica.
Okay, and welcome to the show, Nancy Tersey.
Thanks, Erica. Thanks for having
okay.
us.
And, you know, Valerie, you have the coolest name because I'm a Hollaback girl, so I just love that name. You
yep.
are a paranormal Hollaback girl, by the way.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to start with Nancy. Guys, if you're wanting to call in, definitely call in because we are taking callers. And this is a live show. It is all the way live. And you can call in and ask questions. You've got two, actually I'd say three, but maybe two working psychics on this phone line right now. They'll be able to kind of give you some free psychic readings. Myself and Nancy, and the call-in number is 619-639-4606, and I'll get that plug-in in the chat room for those that are listening and watching the chat room so that you can get on that phone line and call in. Okay, won't be able to follow the chat too much because I'm not that multitasked today. I've had a long day at our Renaissance Fair.
How was
okay,
a Renaissance
Erica
fair?
Erica is talking. Stay on topic. I love you, Rudy Tootie. Okay, that sounds like my brain going today. Oh, the Ren Fair was awesome. You know, I had put on Facebook that I wanted a big, I'll keep it nice, turkey leg, and I did get my big turkey leg. We had gator on a stick, only in the South, right?
Nice.
And lots and lots of food.
Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm going to start with you, Nancy.
Let
me ask you this. Growing up psychic, obviously, you know, you're a psychic, so you grew up psychic or had some experiences. A lot of times when we talk to psychics, we always want to know either when they first discovered they were psychic or what significant stood out in their childhood to kind of get them in this kind of this area or this field.
Okay. My earliest remembrance was when I was two. My grandfather, who passed away, would always be with me, thinking that he was there. My mom thought it was funny, you know, just a playmate, a friend, you know, because I would talk to him and point at him. He died when I was 6 months old. Seeing other dead people throughout the time, like when we go by accidents, you would see them on the side of the road of the accident when they've been passed away, fairies, angels, spirit guides. So I've always seen that since I've been little and always thought that was normal until my one girlfriend, Evie Davies, when we were about six, I said, "Hey, there's my grandfather." And she said, "There's nobody in the room with us." I said, "No, he's right there. He's, you know, waving at us." And she's like, "There's nobody there." And then that kind of made me realize, I sat my mom down and said, you know, I've been seeing this. And she said, well, okay. She didn't see ghosts. She doesn't see them. She doesn't communicate. So she's like, okay, well, let's talk about it. So that's my earliest remembrance. She knew that I was a little bit different. She couldn't see them, and she couldn't help me or understand it. But she tried the best she could. So.
Okay. Well, you know, that is interesting because sometimes it runs in families, sometimes it doesn't. That would be a situation with you, and maybe it does run in other. And a lot of times, too, people just block it out because of, you know, just the issues with don't talk about that, you don't see that. It's a scary thing, you know. How
exactly.
about you? Have you also had any experiences, Valerie, earlier in your, I guess, childhood or young adulthood that kind of got you in this field?
No, I've never really experienced anything, but I've always had that fascination. So I've been reading books since I'm very young, and I have quite a large book library of things that I've always been fascinated by, and I've been reading it ever since.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines because we've got a caller. And, again, everybody, if you want to call in, you've got two wonderful psychics and a lady with a lot of knowledge, a part of ngroteparanormal.com. All right. We're going to go to 865. I'm dyslexic today. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to
Hi.
The show.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Yeah.
You sound familiar.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, do we know each other?
You're psychic. You should know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm like, you know, my visual ain't working right now. My mojo visual ain't working. So who do I have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Darlene.
Darling, you know what? Oh my God, that is so funny. Hey, girl. I gotta get hey, girl, with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah,
good.
Doing
it's such
good.
A pleasure to hear from you, Darlene. I did say the numbers right. It was 865. Darlene is one of she does the aura photography. She's come to Pensacola several times, and I've seen her at different events, and she's just a hoot. You are a hoot and has this wonderful healing energy. Love you. Love you. How's that grandbaby doing?
Oh, I've got two grandbabies now.
How are those grandbabies doing?
They are wonderful. They are wonderful.
Such a blessing.
I watch them all the time.
Were you calling for a question tonight?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Did you chicken out? Well, you have Nancy. I'll let Nancy assist you with that.
Okay, what's your question?
I have some issues going on right now, and I just wanted to know when they would be resolved.
Okay, can you say your first name for me?
Darlene.
And Darlene, I need your month and day you were born.
7/18/72.
I need your social security number, too.
Yeah, while you're doing that, that would be awesome. Okay. Has this been happening for you for the past 2 months more intense than normal? Over the past year,
yeah.
Like last year was bad, but the past 2 months it's been getting more intense. It seems like I'm being suffocated, especially in the throat area because you can't talk. I'm being told for you, you're not receiving rewards or reward for your efforts. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Is this with family, and then it's also with someone outside of the family? It's like two different areas for you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm getting is you're not receiving rewards for your effort. In other words, if you are the peacemaker and you're trying to make peace and you're trying to bring effort and trying to bring calmness, are you the peacemaker of the group?
I am.
Okay. So you're not receiving the rewards of the benefits of, you know, like you normally do, like you're able to calm things. And what's happening is it's kind of like you're being misunderstood. They kind of feel like you are butting in where you shouldn't be. There's strife and pettiness around, especially the home life, but also outside too. And it's emotionally exhausting for you. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I see this is I see more June, July. It will start because I get six. And I don't think it's six of a month. I think it's like either June or I don't think it, within June to 6 months going forward, what's going to happen, starting June, things are going to get better. You have to, the people you're working with, is there two people that are fighting with one another the most, like a disagreement?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm getting is I'm getting to have them remember the past so they don't feel like you're interfering. What I want you to do is, there was happy times, correct? Like years
mm-hmm.
ago. Okay. What you need to do is you need to bring in, remember the past, the happiness, the childlike innocence, that, and like nostalgia, that type of thing. And that way that will bring the family back together and kind of like the shared experiences without them really knowing you're bringing that together. Do you understand that?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, because I think if you do it like by asking stuff or trying to say, look, this way or that way, it's going to be like you're meddling. But you see everybody's point of view and you understand. You don't agree, but you're trying to get them to come together. And this is a way to get that to come together to remember the past.
Okay.
Erica?
Okay.
Okay. What I'm going to say to you, sweetie, is I'm focusing on M, like male, okay? This is going to be up and down, okay? And I probably want to say call me tomorrow, that kind of thing, okay?
Okay.
money, that's another M. Money for me is improving, but there are limits that you've got to set. You know, even though I know you do your business thing, I'm saying put that on hold for a little while and focus on another thing, because the other thing, like say if it were full-time working, is really what you need right now for your mind, because your mind is like going a million miles an hour. And sometimes when you get away and you do your other thing, that's okay, but I'm feeling like financially and mentally right now you need to be like 9 to 5 someplace away from the house, away from the other M, okay, and having your money, your time, your effort going toward you. I agree with Nancy when she's talking about how I'm going to say you're putting a lot of work and sweat ethic in something, and you're not getting the benefits. It's like, you know, I could get graphic, but it's like, you know, getting all the work and not reaping the good benefit at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I'm going to say is that I see you kind of stepping away from the household, literally the house. I don't know if this is like you're going to move out or you're going to move away for a hot little minute, but I see you really prioritizing your life. There's going to be a little health thing going on with you because I see your heart beating real, real fast, like a panic or anxiety attack. And it's not a relapse, of like a bad, bad thing. Don't think that. But it's like really mama hit the fan, literally is what I just heard. So you're going to have that experience where you're going to like, leave me alone. I'm getting out of here. Y'all work this out. I'm tired of this, blah, 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 blah. You go away for a little bit and you come back and say, look, this all y'all are going to have to grow up or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I do want to add one thing. I want to add one thing for you because you are emotional. You want to keep that under control, but I'm getting heartburn within your stomach, which is like acid reflux or that type of thing because of stress. So you want to calm that. Breathe.
A lot of anxiety in your energy, especially like she's saying, the heart area, the chest area. I'd also say the stomach area too. But mama, it's time for you to lay the law down, okay? That's what
okay.
I'm gonna say to you. Call me tomorrow too, okay?
Okay, I will.
Let's chat. All right. Someone asked in the chat room, can people like other sensitives, or psychics, however you want to call it, can they sense the abilities in everyone or others? How would you answer that, Nancy?
When I look at people, they actually, things light up. If you ask that question to me and I look at you, yes, I can sense it with other people, especially if they're open and they're light workers because we share the same light. Usually you're able to see what's inside someone's soul and you're able to share that with them or direct them to where they need to go. So, yes, I can. How about you, Erica?
I can, too, and I find that those people that are kind of like with that question, like, you know, am I – you know, I always say we're all psychic. You know, we all can sing, but not all of us can sing well. So I'm saying, like, when those people are struggling with that ability or that knowledge, I think they're drawn to us because we're like them. And then they ask mm-hmm. us that question. And what I usually do is I close my eyes and I have them stand in front of me and I look at them and I can see their bulb. I call it the light bulb. It's like a little light bulb mm-hmm. and some glow. Stronger than others, and I say, yeah, like I see your little light bulb glowing, and sometimes I'll see colors come out of their hands and out of their heart and out of their throat. So it's just, yeah, we can recognize our own. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to continue with this thing, but before we do that, I want to talk to Valerie a little bit of NewJerseyRopeParanormal.com. All right, Valerie, let me ask you this. Are there any skeptics in your team, on your team?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, we're all skeptical to a point, but we do this because people come to us and they need our help, and so we go and we see what it is that we can do for them. And being skeptical is always healthy. So, yeah I mean, there are skeptics on our team, yes.
Okay. And if you were, you know, because we – I always say when I go places, I have my little bag that I carry, my little silver sparkly princess bag, and I may have my lipstick in there and, you know, all my girly girl stuff. But, you know, as a paranormal investigator, you know, sometimes for me I don't feel I need equipment because my body is the best equipment. But for you, I mean, what is in your tool case? What is in your paranormal toolbox that, you know, it's like you've got to have it on any investigation?
Well, I bring plenty of batteries, a couple flashlights, some extra batteries for my phone in case something should happen. I always bring a little first aid kit in case something happens to somebody because I don't want to be caught with my pants around my ankle.
and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too. Okay, so... We're going to go to the phone lines, and that's going to be, let's see, 908. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, my name is James, and I'm from New Jersey, and
I am psychic, and I can so tell you're from Jersey Shore, I'm just saying.
Well, welcome
to the show.
I was in a relationship for about 3 months with a girl named Jamie, and in the second month of me and her going out, I was feeling like something that was off, and I knew that it wasn't going to last that long, and I had to end it like last week or 2 weeks ago because she says something really nasty, and I think she said that. I think the reason why she said that, because she knew when she said that to me, she knew that I would end the relationship. I think that's what she wanted. And I was just wondering when you see me meeting the right person.
Okay. I'm gonna take this. Give me your first name again. Oh,
yes.
Wait, you want to be called? Okay. All right. This is what I'm going to get with you. Your energy seems so familiar, even though I know I haven't met you before, but it does. It feels very familiar to me, and I'm going to say why. There's this feeling about you, like you're a good guy, okay? You're cool, you're good, but you don't speak up a lot, and when you don't do that, sometimes good guys get ran over with tractors, you know? And sometimes they're pretty tractors, but what I'm going to say with you is that I do see you finding another relationship, but it's interesting because I don't know how this female was, okay, like, you know, how her mood and mannerisms were, but you're kind of looking for a different person. You're looking for someone a little bit more aggressive, okay, more, I don't know how to explain this, but you're attracting the wrong type of girl. You kind of need to attract someone like me who's kind of more balanced with my male and female energy, like in control and stuff like that and comfortable. You're attracting people that are broken, like the broken wing syndrome.
Yeah, you know what? I knew it wasn't going to work out when she said that she doesn't cook, and I wouldn't mind if I cooked, but I would like somebody to actually cook for me once in a while, too.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, we would never work out because I don't cook either. So maybe you don't want somebody like me. What I'm going to say, though, is you're needing someone who is – see, I'm very comfortable saying that I have – a male-oriented kind of personality. I can take charge and take control. You need someone with that kind of energy, okay? Almost to take control of you, literally, but in a nice way, in a loving way, okay? So that's what I'm going to say to you. Keep looking. Internet's going to work for you, believe it or not, okay? I don't know which one, but try it, okay?
Well, actually, before you let me go, I would like to tell you something, like, you know how, like, I got this energy and a lot of people walked over me, but I actually, like, am starting to stand up for myself better, and I got rid of two, like, just recently got rid of two friends.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You know, in life, it's short, and pretty much what you have to say is that you are worthy of love, and the love that you're worthy of will come to you and you will accept it, and anything less than that, you'll tell it to keep walking and don't let the door hit them.
You know, you did give me a reading like last year.
That's why you probably feel familiar, but not really.
You probably
don't
remember me. You told me something that was funny, and I don't know, or something, I don't know, you were like, I could see into your head. You said you could see into my head, and you started laughing.
Oh, okay. Well, it must have been fun. All right, caller. Thanks for calling in. Do you need to still listen?
Yes.
Okay. I'll keep you on hold, and thanks for listening to Paranormal CSI with your host, Erica. Just to remind everybody that might be tuning in, we have international psychic medium Nancy Tersey of nancytersey.com and NJ Wrote Paranormal. Our guest tonight is Valerie Hollenbeck, which I am affectionately calling the Paranormal Hollaback Girl because I just love I am a Hollaback Girl. So we're going to go back to the phone lines because it seems to be full or getting there. 770, which is familiar. That's like Atlanta, Hotlanta. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. You're right. I'm right outside of Hotlanta. And thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm having such a problem with a creative block. I'm a creative person by profession, and, you know, I make things pretty for everybody else, but I feel like I've got some personal projects that I need to start on and get going with, and I just, every time I sit down to do my own things, I just, nothing.
Oh,
and I don't
know
if it's fear. And I'm Nancy, too. My name is Nancy.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Well,
there
aren't
many
Nancy.
Of us out here.
There isn't. There isn't.
I know. I love Nancy's. We're all happy, aren't we?
We are. And I love Erica's, too.
Yes.
Aww. Oh. Group hug. Group hug. And
group
I love Valerie's, too.
And Valerie's, too. We love you, too, Val. Go, Val.
Thanks.
Are you writing by any chance?
That's what's scaring me. I want to write. And I have always journaled ever since. I've got journals from 10 years old. And
oh,
I want to compile them. Yeah, I
you
do.
You remind me of the girl I just bought some jewelry from. I don't know if you're her.
Really?
Or not. Well, you can't be her. But anyway, go ahead.
No.
Continue dancing.
Well, basically, choose a word, okay? Place a word in the middle of the page and allow yourself 10 minutes to write as many ideas with that word or image that surrounds that word, okay?
Okay.
And let your mind wander. Don't worry if the connection is loose or perhaps somewhere relevant, you know, it's not relevant to the word, but
mm-hmm.
do this within a 10 minute and just keep going. The ideas will come with you. Okay, and thoughts and things will just links, connections, could be website, whatever. And what happens is it's a way to trick your mind into creativity. The key is to have fun with it. Make it seem easy and effortless. You know, do yourself a favor and get in touch with things that you tell yourself to stop avoiding. And what do you intend to do to avoid making a start? And this is a way to start. So in other words, if you put a word like bunny, you might put fluffy, cute, bunny.com, you know, whatever. A picture, you might draw a picture of a bunny.
Okay.
Whatever comes around that word, you automatically will start creating things, okay? Could be a quote, could be a tweet, could be whatever. It doesn't matter. But what's happening is you're getting this creativity flowing for you because you're afraid of the fear and that's stopping you. When you put the word on the piece of paper, that will start your creativity because your mind will wander for 10 minutes. So if there's something you want to work on, put it on the piece of paper, do the 10-minute exercise, write, draw, whatever on that piece of paper, and then go from there. That will help you.
Okay.
All right,
that
this is
like
going to sound
plan.
Weird. Okay, but I'll give it to you. Okay, Nancy, I saw is there is this chick. Her name is Inka. I think it's Inklings Jewelry or something like that. She makes all this Victorian stuff. It's really cute. It's handmade. I just bought a cool necklace from her. Okay. What I'm getting with you is like a dream that I had a little bit ago, and it was about the air being magical and of God and having particles of God, and you breathe it in and you breathe it in. It's like magical. Okay, so that's kind of silly, but what I'm going to say for you is this. Tonight before you go to sleep, obviously you usually pray or something like that, I want you to lay down flat on your back, and I want you to take some breaths in, and I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to visualize that the air that you're breathing in is swirling around magical like fairy dust, because there are people around you that are trying to help you. I know you can't see them, but I can. They're little. It's like a little girl, literally. I don't know if she's yours. Literally, but she's trying to help you. She's trying to help you. And you're blocked because of fear, and you're blocked because of depression. And I won't go into that, but what you're going to find is that you're going to find that little girl again within yourself, And this mm-hmm. little girl that's also near you is going to help you, and that's going to be your inspiration. But every night before you go to bed, I want you to breathe in those particles of, like, fairy dust and energy and whimsy and get all into it, you know? And they're
yeah.
going to affect your dreams because your workers in your dreams are going to start helping, and you're going to start, oh, wow, that is so cool. You remember, like, when you laid down before and you saw those, like, little pretty pictures and all these ideas came to you and they came,
mm-hmm.
like, in three-dimensional shapes? They're not coming
oh, yeah.
anymore, and they're going to come again. Ask for it, okay?
I have a little girl, and she is so inspiring. I mean, like, very inspiring, and you're right on. I just need to feel a little bit more of magic and get the negative out, and I
yeah.
will do it.
I am
so
a silly little girl. If you got to get you some red little glitter pumps and click them together and get you a little wand and do a little fairy dance and breathe
oh,
in
girl.
And sprinkle fairy dust outside your house, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know what I want to be when I grow up? I never want to grow up. I
yeah.
never want to grow up.
There you
so
go.
Fun. Yes.
There
thank you,
go.
Ladies,
thank
so
you.
Much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And
you
I would love
Lana
to keep
hot.
Listening.
All
oh,
right,
girl.
We'll keep you listening.
All right,
listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
We're going to go. Bye. She's so sweet. Oh, my gosh. She reminds me of that girl. I got to stick that link in the chat room so she can see it if I can find it. Okay, so we're going to talk to Valerie a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, since you've been doing investigations with your team, New Jersey Rope Paranormal.com, have you had any kind of, I call it dude run experiences, or the experience that make you run away from the ghosts instead of running to them? Have you had any experiences that really kind of like stood the hair up on your neck or kind of made you say, oh my God?
Well, we do have some team members who are very gifted, like Nancy.
Okay.
And so they hear things that I myself don't hear. And if they do become upset, we take them outside in our buddy team. Nobody goes alone, and we find out what's going on. And nothing so much to the point of running, but it's just that we want to make sure that everybody on the team is good and everybody is fine.
Okay.
And as long as everybody's fine, then we're all happy.
Okay. Nancy, how about you? Have you had any experiences that were like a dude run or, you know, a dude run or, oh, my God, I'm about to, you know, whiff or, you know, hair standing up on the back of your neck or?
Well, we were actually, NJ Rope was with at Fort Mifflin, which is in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Friday night. And I was in Casement 5, which I found out that was for murderers and rapists. And so we did, we helped raise money for Fort Mifflin Friday night. So yay for Fort Mifflin. But
yay.
What happened, yay. But what happened was Casement 5 was a hot spot. And there were three gentlemen there that, I wouldn't call them gentlemen, but we'll be nice, that gentlemen that were there that were rapists and that did murder. And we actually did mediumistic work that night. And I don't usually run, so I'm not really scared. Some of the other people are who were there, but it was nice because we were able to do that and connect with them. They weren't, you kind of like need a bath afterwards because they were, you know, of darker persuasion entities. But I've never really had to run from anything. Pretty much if it's there, you know, you get it, we do what we need to do. So, you know, if you are protected and you're well-balanced, you really don't have to worry about anything. But we do have a team that does take care of the more extreme, like if we go to demonic, that's all they do. So, but I haven't had any connection yet, any of our investigations that really are connected yet that much.
Okay. Okay. I haven't, mm-hmm. as of yet, had a dude run experience, but I did have one where some chick's eyes turned, like, black and stuff. It was kind of creepy, but she was a live human, and, like, something transposed in front of her face, and her eyes became black, and it was crazy scary. And then I had another
right.
one. We were working on a lady who just recently was missing, and we were doing a seance, and everybody's, like, in the room, their head, like, disappeared, and their face had like bruising on it. It was transposed energy again on in the front of another person. So it was kind of weird,
ooh,
you know, but yeah, it was kind of creepy too. But it didn't give me nightmares, thank God.
I don't ever see you running Erica either.
Oh, yeah, I think I couldn't do the running because I would get
you're
black
not the
eyes.
Running type. Right.
I would
me
definitely
too
get a black
I
eye.
I get black eyes too.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about tools and scientific stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And what I was just talking to someone just last night about the ovilus, you know, and they bought an ovilus and they were playing it or playing with it in the house, you know, repetitively talking to a deceased loved one. And automatically, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, and just recently they heard a really scary voice come on and say something that wasn't really nice. What I want to do is I want to open up the use of paranormal tools in the home by a lot of newbies who are not really knowing what they're doing technically or knowing how to protect and close and open. But before we go to that, I'm just going to kind of savor that with you and kind of think about how you might feel about that or what comments you might want to talk about in, about that subject. But I want to remind everybody who is listening on Blog Talk Radio that they want to mosey on over to livesparanormal.com and register and log in because you can listen to us live there and also join the chat room and ask me crazy questions, and we can talk about aliens and demons and all that kind of crazy stuff. So as a public service announcement, we want you to come on over to livesparanormal.com because Rob has imaginary steak in the chat room that he's serving up all week, and you can order rare or medium or, you know, well done, however you want to. And we also have some caviar in there and maybe some diamonds, too, that are imaginary, depending on what you're wanting. And some roux, too. We even have some roux for your doom. Okay, so, Nancy, we'll go with you, and let me ask you this. How do you feel about people using, you know, just, I'm going to say novice, people that are new to the paranormal field, buying the equipment off the internet, you know, bringing it home, turning on the obelisk in the house, and whatever other tools that they might have bought, and just kind of going with it? How do you feel about that?
The first thing is they, before they even touch anything, they should read up on it and read up about protecting themselves. That's the first thing. A lot of people buy stuff on the internet for tools and just turn them on and use them, and they are tools, but what happens is those tools attract different spirits from different dimensions, different areas, different worlds, whatever you want to call it, and that you're putting kind of like yourself and whoever's in that household at risk because you might not know what you're opening or what you're doing. So it's always good to research and get information beforehand before you do anything. So that's my recommendation. As for like how I feel about that, I feel that everybody, it's human to be inquisitive, and people want to know about the other side. And that's good, because without insight and wanting to know, we wouldn't be human. So I think that's a good thing, but you also need to do your research before you play with anything, so you understand what you're doing and you know how to balance and protect yourself before you open anything. And that's my recommendation.
Okay. And how about you, Valerie? Being a part of a team, are you ever, do you have a lot of investigations where people have, you've been called out because, let's just say, you know, maybe somebody was doing something and didn't know what they were doing and blah, 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 blah. Have you had those kind of cases?
Well, we go through this questionnaire when we interview the family and to see what's going on and then the whole dynamics. And if they do not disclose that they've been messing around with, say, a Ouija board, and we find out, we stop the investigation because, therefore, we've been lied to, and we're not going to put ourselves in danger. But if they're open, but we haven't had that happen. So far, it's just, family members of the family coming, and they get nervous because, A, they don't know who it is to begin with. But so far, it's been really positive and good.
Okay. And then also, too, you know, I recommend that it's okay to do that. I mean, obviously we bring paranormal equipment into homes when we investigate, but it's mm-hmm. in a controlled situation. It's not repetitive, kind of like obsessive, I got to do it every night. It's a controlled situation. It's open for a reason to collect information. It's closed. A lot of times teams will either do a prayer or do a process of, you know, protection, and we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, what I was kind of posing is, you know, is there fear about people that are doing these things without knowing the basics? And when we talk about protection, what are some of the protections that you would use as a team or a psychic when you're investigating? Because a lot of fear is that when you go and investigate into like a haunted place or a jail where they're murderers, we are lights, you know, we're psychic light bulbs, literally. What do you do as a team and also a psychic medium, Nancy, to prevent spirits from following you home? Because I hear so many people like, I want to be an investigator. I want to go out there and investigate homes and get involved in the paranormal. I've been curious about it all my life, but I'm so afraid to take something home. I'm so afraid of having an attachment or what I call hitchhiker follow me home. What are some of the things that you guys do as a team and also, Nancy, you to prevent that?
Well, as a team, what we do is we do our centering and grounding, and we do a prayer before we even enter the place. And we let the spirits know that whatever is here is to stay here and not to follow us. And when we go in, you know, we center ourselves and we give ourselves that inner light and that serenity that we need, and we go in and we do. And then when we're done with our investigation, we do it again and make sure that whatever's there stays there and doesn't follow us. And so far, everything has been perfect.
Okay. All righty. And how about you, Nancy?
Well, I mean, we are taught with NJ Rope and myself basic psychic protections. Like you hear, you know, the bubble techniques. There's like a mummy technique. You've heard of burning flames, balancing your chakras. There's also color protection, which are basic. A lot of people do and with a prayer. You know, with this, you have to remember that people who are sensitive, things can happen. You know, you protect yourself, you increase your energy, and when you're going in there, you protect yourself, but things can happen. But that's why we have people on our team who watch out for each other, and we work together to help if to see what we have, and if there is a problem, help one another. But they are taught with NJ Rope. We do have a class on protection. We talk about basic psychic protections. We talk about prayers, depending on what culture or what religion you are. And we also talk about how to know when something's with you. And we have some people who actually are people who are energy workers who are able to, if you do get an attachment, take off the attachment and get rid of it for us. So we have a couple of different people who do that on our team, and I have a couple of friends who do that too. And when they do go out on the like when we go in an investigation, just not us are being protected, but I usually have an extra person who's outside the group who does help us with energy to make sure and watch us to make sure everything's going on. If there is anything, they usually would contact me. So you just have to, you know, that friendship with the light workers, you work together and basically you do your basic psychic protection, but there's always a risk no matter what you do because you get exposed to wherever you go.
Okay. We're going to go to the phone line 727. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I had the phone far away from me. I didn't expect you to come on. Let me turn my TV off.
Okay.
Okay, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Did you have a question for our guest tonight?
Yeah, I do. Is this for like a reading?
Whatever
you
need.
You
can ask a question. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to know, I'm waiting on a settlement, and I wanted to know when you feel like it will be here.
Hello? the room went silent.
I was like,
the room went silent.
Do you want me to talk or?
Oh, okay. I was reading the chat room. I was like, wow, the room went silent. Okay, caller, what's your first name? What's your first name again?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, let me focus on Lisa and settlement money. Whew. Okay, this is weird for me, okay? I'm driving or something. I don't know. I feel like I'm hit. But let me just say this. There are two parts of this. There's something that comes in one part, and then there's something that follows. So if there is a settlement that we're talking about, it's twofold. It's two parts. Something is now, something is later. It is later more. I'm seeing August, which is my birth month, which is awesome. As far as acknowledgement, I feel like I'm signing something. I don't feel like it's quick. So if you're trying to buy a house or a car or something right now, you might want to wait for a little bit because I feel it's later. And there's indecision right now about this. It's still up in the air, to be honest, because, you know, it's almost like it's agreed, but there's a two-part of it. Like you could have an offer and then a second offer or something like that. There's two parts of this. It's not just done yet is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
What I want to add to that, I think the first part is they're going to say, look, we want to settle out of court or we'll give you this dollar amount, but don't believe blindly because it's like a blind judgment that you might go with that because the potential, I agree, is your second. Something's going to happen that blind choice, that first one, don't take that because it's like a low ball number. Don't take it. Go till the August because that would be the more dollar amount and it will go into your favor at that time. So I agree with Erica.
Okay, and Rue in the chat room asked earlier if they had an attachment. And my answer to that, if Rue is female, because I don't know if Rue is female or male, if Rue is female, then yes. And if the Rue had brown hair, then yes. If they're not female and don't have brown hair, Rue, you have no attachment. So you're good to go. And for those that are concerned about attachments, something that I do usually is I talk to who you might think that's around you, and I love to get a sage stick and just, like, light myself on fire with it, you know, sage my aura, and I, you know, I do like the little, you know, spread them kind of thing and, you know, just have someone sage stick all around me. And then I'm in like a puff of smoke or something. But, yeah, I'd love to do that, and I would recommend that too, okay? All righty. So we appreciate your call, and I hope that helps you, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
Do you need to continue to hold?
It doesn't matter. I can listen online if you need the spot.
On
the phone.
Oh, you're fine. I'll let you hold, and if you need to drop off, we'll just let you do that. Thank you for calling in, okay? All righty. Okay, so our guest tonight is Nancy Tersey of Nancy Tersey Psychic, NancyTersey.com, which is an international psychic medium and good friend that I recommend. And then also we have Valerie with NJ RopeParanormal.com, and you can check them out. Are y'all looking for any team members at this moment?
Yes, sure, we are.
Okay.
We're open for membership.
Okay, good. So if you're in the area, I'm laughing at Rue. If you're in the area, then definitely, and you're wanting to get involved with a good scientific team that has a very nice website. One of the things I want to highlight about your website is that I love teams that give back. You know, it's not just about the paranormal. It's about the community as a whole. And if you look at njrope.com, their website, you will see that they have a lot of public charity appearances. So I shout this out to all the rest of you paranormal groups out there. Live and Learn. They're doing a lot with charity. Relay for Life is coming up here, and they just did something for the Red Mill Museum. They've done things for Fort Mifflin. They've done things for animals. And the Relay for Life, American Cancer Society, seeing that they're doing April 20th, 19th and 20th is something that your team could possibly get involved in to help support and fight cancer. So that's just a challenge out there for you guys. Was it very important that your team be kind of grounded in charity, Valerie?
Well, I mean, it's always good, I mean, to help somebody and just give them your time and your energy. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing. It didn't cost you anything. And if you can help somebody, why not? And
yeah.
So it does make you feel good. And if you can help, then go and do it.
Okay. Someone has a question for Nancy. They have had something in the works for the past 3 years. Do you see it coming? I'm just going to say coming.
Okay. Do they have, can you ask their first name?
Let's see if we can get a name and a date of birth from...
I just need a name, that's all.
Okay. All right, we're waiting on that. So while we're waiting on that, some of the other things that I found very interesting on the name is Doug, so I'll let you be working on that on njrope.com, is that they had, you know, the evidence. You know, which I think a lot of teams do. They have their EVPs or their photographs, et cetera, and they have a knowledge base. And I'm just going to go to the evidence. And I thought this was interesting, the EVPs. They had an EVP that says, "Try some soup, Mama said." And I was thinking, my mama used to say, "Try some soup." So if you get a chance to go to njrope.com, listen to the Try Some Soup Mama Said and some of the Please Help and Found Me, I Just Live Here, I Do Too. You know, some awesome EVPs, guys. I'm not making this up. This really does exist. I'm going to put it in the chat room. And so definitely check that out. What has been one of your favorite EVPs, Valerie, while we're letting Nancy work on that question?
Well, this would be an EVP from before I started, and I don't remember where it was taken from, but the group is investigating, and we do our thing, and then we listen to the tapes for hours and hours and see what we come up with. And there's one EVP, and it says, "Let's freak them all out."
Wow.
Which means not only is there one spirit, there must be another one, and they're talking to each other.
That's awesome.
Now, just this past Halloween, we went trick-or-treating, and we set up a table, and we spoke to people and told them about the group. And this one girl came up, and she put the headphones on, and she heard that. She shot straight up, took the earphones off, and ran. But, yeah,
wow.
That's my favorite because it makes the hairs on my arm stand up.
That's your running. You asked the early question that you're running.
Well, would I run? I'd be... No, but my arms would stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just bizarre.
All right, so Doug in the chat room was asking about whether or not this opportunity or venture that he's working on is going to come through. How do you feel about that, Nancy?
Well, he might get a little disappointed news in the beginning, but what I do is I see, like, he's put a lot of heart and sweat into this. A reward will come for him, but it's not right away. He's still going to have to work on it for the next 6 months to 12 months. It's not done. Like I said, he will get some answers that are kind of like sad, so it doesn't look like it's positive. But within the 6 to 12 months, he will get someone who will say, "Yes, we want to work with you," and it will go forward, is what I get.
Okay. All righty, cool. Anything free? Okay, I'm just kind of checking the chat room, scanning the chat room. I also asked in the chat room what kind of methods of protection that you or your team might use. Well, that was my intention of saying that. So if you want to share those in the chat room while we've got some people in there, maybe it will help another team member or someone in the chat room. I personally like salt baths. I'm into the sage thing. I call it, you know, almost getting in the smoking psychic zone, smoking a psychic, you know, sage stick. it kind of gets me in the zone, my psychic zone, and I feel very protected. I'm into sprays, you know, lavender, eucalyptus, holy water, if you wish. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, medallions, you know, crosses, St. Christopher pendants or medallions. I recommend anything that you're comfortable with.
Actually, so, we make our own mixture. Like we take just holy water, some dead sea salt, and put that together, and we usually put the lavender and peppermint, and if you need grounding, some cypress oil. You mix that together, and you actually spray it around. So it does everything. It cleans the area, the peppermint cleans, it blesses, and it grounds you immediately from the smell.
Okay, so just something to think about, some of you teams out there, because I am very, you know, into sprays. I mean, I'm sensitive to stuff like that, and baths and all that stuff. So it would be helpful to have, like, a spray for your team that you spray on, technically going into an environment, and then spray on, again, leaving the environment, protecting your aura, your body, and your physical self. So that's just something that I would recommend, and that's a good idea that your team uses that. Some others are saying surrounding themselves in smudging, meditation, light meditation, as we mentioned, prayer, the light of Christ, if that's your thing, St. Michael, putting clary sage in it, too, might help with that spray. So those are all some very helpful ideas. Well, we are going to have to bring this wonderful show to the end. And, again, it's been my pleasure talking with Valerie tonight and Nancy, both of njroteparanormal.com and Nancy of nancytarsi.com and your host, Erica Booser-Haney of coldcasepsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and sign off and say good night. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Sunday, and stay tuned on liveparanormal.com for the next show. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Are you there, Val?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, how did we do? What do you think?
I thought it went well.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
You can, it will be podcast on what she said, whatever she said, paranormal
www.liveparanormal.com.
Yes. Yeah. It should be podcast by tomorrow or whatever. So,
okay.
So you can give heads up to Frank about that if you can. That would be awesome. And, you know, send that into an email and say, you know, I told him that you were doing it, so, which was cool because, sorry about short notice, but she called me, you know, like 10 of 9, I've been saying.